This is Mississippi Edition. I'm Karen Brown. Tomorrow, amateur radio operators from around the country will participate in what they call Field Day. It's one part exhibition and one part emergency communication simulation. Joining us with more on Field Day is Mike Duke, a longtime MPB employee who is also part of the Jackson Amateur Radio Club.
Ham radio, or amateur radio, is a licensed radio service that provides communications during emergencies, which is one of its primary functions. But another equally important primary function is, as radio was being born, it gave home experimenters an outlet for their experimentation with building various types of radio equipment, anything from receiving sets to actual transmitters. And a lot of the things that we now take for granted in radio actually came into being because of these experimenters who literally built stations in their garage.
What does that entail, building a transmitter or building a radio?
Well, now you don't see as many people doing that now as you did 75 or 80 years ago. But there are people who do assemble kits of parts, and there are people who scrounge parts and put equipment together, either things they design themselves or things that they get from magazines or books that other people have designed.
You're part of the Jackson Amateur Radio Club, and this Field Day brings together how many people, how many different clubs, and what do you do?
Field Day is a nationwide event, and there will be well over 1,000 different amateur radio clubs and different groups of people, and sometimes even individuals, who participate in it. And Field Day begins at 1 p.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, June the 28th, runs until 1 p.m. Sunday the 29th. And we set up amateur radio stations in remote sites, literally out in the field or
which is why it
was initially called Field Day, correct. And we may set up, some groups will set up in a shopping center, some will set up out in the woods somewhere. Jackson Amateur Radio Club will set up in a field that's between Bass Pro Shop and Sam's Club in Pearl. And we operate our equipment under emergency-type conditions using emergency power supplied either by generators, or now we're seeing a lot of stations that are operated by solar power. We will actually be using some generators. But you set up and operate your equipment under these emergency conditions with emergency power, and you make contacts with the other groups who are doing the same thing. We will have four different stations going for most of the 24-hour period, and seeing how many other people who are doing this and challenging their sanity and disrupting their sleep patterns that we can talk to.
Mike, when you're fiddling around with one of your different radios, what's the farthest away you've ever talked to someone, and how did you happen to meet up with someone that far away?
Well, it's usually just random. You can set up a schedule with someone if you want to, and that's easier to do now with email and the internet and so forth. You can, if you've got a friend in Japan or Australia or wherever, you can set up a time when you get together on the air and communicate. But for the most part, it's just random contacts. I've been a ham radio operator for 45 years, and in 1980, China began allowing very limited amateur radio operations. It took from 1980 until about 3 months ago for me to even hear one of those guys.
Oh my gosh.
And I wound up in the space of about 45 minutes talking to three of them.
Just
because I happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Now, are people allowed to come to your location and watch you or listen for you? How does that work?
Well, we would love for people to come out and watch us. This is why we try to get on things like Mississippi Edition and tell people that we're out there. We would love for people to come out and watch us. We have one of the stations that we will have in operation and that several of the other groups will have operating also. It's called a Get On The Air station. And so we can put a person on the air with that station. If you're interested in the hobby and have wanted to learn more about it, We can use that station to show you a little more about it, and because there will be other licensed amateur radio operators there, we can actually let you talk on it some too if you want to.
All right, we've been talking with Mike Duke, who happens to be the director of radio reading service here at MPB, but has been a ham radio operator for 45 years. Mike, you've been around the block. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for more information on Field Day, visit ARRL.org. That's ARRL.org. Or just do an internet search for Ham Radio Field Day. Coming up next on MPB Think Radio, the Marketplace Tech Report. At 9 o'clock, it's the Gestalt Gardener. And then stay tuned at 10 for Next Stop, Mississippi. If you missed part of the show today, you can listen to past episodes of Mississippi Edition on our website. That's mpbonline.org. Find us at facebook.com/MSEditionMPB and Twitter, we're at MSEditionMPB. Of course, you can send your emails to MississippiEdition@MPBOnline.org. I'm Karen Brown. Have a great weekend, and then join us Monday morning at 8:30 for the next Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio.